from Monday. What'd you think of the battle you had with Marshall, and what did you get out of it?
That was a good battle. Go out there and get a chance to compete, but now, I mean, it was quick playing Monday night. Got to really change my mindset and get moving now. We got San Diego coming, so that's where my focus is right now.
After watching the films, do you know where you need to improve upon the defense?
Yeah, you know, you watch things and you see some things you did well, some things you didn't. So that's the key in this league, and Coach Belichick always says that we need to get better each week. So that's our focus right now, trying to get better for San Diego.
As the game progressed Monday night, did you think you guys as a unit got better?
Kind of. I mean, you make adjustments, but it's more important, like, right now to get better during this practice week and take it to the next game.
Do you expect teams to challenge you guys more this year? Because there's been so much talk about the front seven, obviously, defensive line, that teams are going to try to get the ball deep as quickly as they can.
I mean, last year I came in, I was a rookie, and I was asked the same question as a rookie: do you think they'll challenge you deep? And I said, yeah, and they did. And this year with the guys we have up front, I mean, of course, still, I'm only a second year, and we got Roz out there and Kyle and Lee, and, you know, teams are going to take the chance. They have good receivers. They believe in their receivers, so they're always going to take those chances down the field.
Was that the first time that you guys as a unit were out there together, kind of in this setup with Roz on one side and you on the other?
You talking about in the game?
Yeah, in the game.
No, I think he was out there at the Giants game, too, so I don't think that was the first time.
Was the communication where you wanted it to be?
Yeah, but you can always get better at that. We communicated well at times, and different times we got to do better.
Obviously, it was, you know, a good battle, and Marshall's a big physical guy. And then it's kind of going to be like this around the league, you know, obviously this week, Vincent Jackson. How do you gear up for a matchup like that?
You got to just compete. This week, Vincent Jackson and Malcolm Floyd, both bigger receivers. They're guys that can get vertical down the field as well, so we got our hands full again, so but that's what you kind of expect. In the NFL, we have more receivers that are bigger guys and still can run very well and run good routes. So each week you come into it, you got to be ready to go against top guys in the league.
Devin, how about Rivers? How about the quarterback?
I mean, even when we played them last year and they were the number one offense last year and this year, they had the same type of weapons. And one thing I think he's happy about is they have a lot of guys healthy right now. So different than we played last year, they were going through a lot of different injuries. He has a full staff with him at the receiver position and skill positions, and he's still the same great quarterback. So we have to really be prepared.
You know, you obviously had a big year last year, and then they come out and you got challenged a lot in the first week. Do you think maybe they might stay away a little more, given your kind of resume and history?
No, I don't believe in those kind of things. I don't think offenses or players look at what you've done before and say, you know what, we're going to leave that guy alone. So as a corner, I expect each week to go out there and be challenged, because you have, you know, this week we're going out there and you got Malcolm Floyd and Vincent Jackson with Phillip Rivers. I don't think they're going to look at me and say, we're not throwing over there. I think they have enough belief and confidence in their abilities and talents that they're going to go out there and take shots as well.
Is Antonio Gates a guy like Aaron Hernandez who can also get deep? And you have to be cognizant of him too.
Yeah, he's one of those tight ends in this league that can kind of do everything. You can't really treat him as a tight end and think you can just go out there and play and leave him uncovered, because he's one of their go-to guys, and he's great in the passing game. So he's definitely got to be a focus for the defense.